So is it's available to, so people can rent it now?
People can rent this house or the apartment upstairs and the downstairs. It's used for meetings and that sort of thing, sometimes small meetings, but a pretty unique environment for meetings. But this building is available for rent, as are the kitchen and the multipurpose room and the visitor's center, that type of thing.
Okay.
And that we can visit in a little bit. But
and so when was this built?
This was built in the mid-2000s, 2002, 2003, right along in that area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Cabots used to stay here when they visited the site.
Oh.
They would stay in the apartment upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Here we have over 1,100 feet of riverfront, and it's just a special place. It truly is.
Mm-hmm.
Water level at this point is a little high.
It's good.
And it's fine, but it's representative of these warm days. And the snow at lower levels melting and becoming the early part of the runoff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where is the land that was given back to the Pueblo?
As you were coming down the hill, before you came to the stop sign there,
mm-hmm.
If you may have noticed a piece of land on your left that was barren. That's the land where the predecessor of Okewinge was located.
Oh.
In other words, the Pueblo that existed before the current one was there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
The Pueblo Revolt happened during the time, presumably, when that site was occupied.
Okay.
That's where Pope lived.
Okay, good.
Quite a bit better view of the bosque from here.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
And last summer, there was a contract to clean it up. Ordinarily, a bosque would not look that open. It would be obscured by quite a bit more brush. The majority of that brush would be not natural native brush. A lot of the brush in New Mexico and the Southwest has come from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Tamarisk, for example, or salt cedar, is a Russian native that's found all over the Southwest and the West, if you will. A Russian olive, which is not a true olive, is a real problem on this property, and other such species of invasive brush mm-hmm. we have to contend with. The way this was dealt with last summer, a contractor came in and cut the brush and mulched it, and that's how it was dealt with. Whether or not his activities will show long-term benefits is another issue.
Mm-hmm.
And as to whether or not the brush will come back and revive itself from its root system,
mm-hmm.
and from what we've seen so far, it will be a continuing problem.
Yes. So your family lives here?
My family has been in the valley since the early 30s.
Oh.
They were farmers in east central New Mexico. Mother Nature and its many droughts in that area got them. And they came to the Espanola Valley and where there was plenty of water
mm-hmm.
To do their farming and started an irrigated farm just south of Espanola.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us are still here.
Is Lisa law?
Lisa is a married person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was once a part of the family and yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think. So you have the Sangre de Cristo on one side, the Jemez on the other. These peaks are just above Santa Fe, Baldy, and the other mountains,
mm-hmm.
and more right over top of your car. But behind the trees are the Peca or the Truchas peaks, if you will.
Mm.
And the Truchas peak is the second highest in the state.
So what do you think is the most likely thing to happen now with the proposals, the different proposals that are being made?
Well, it's hard to say. The Milagro proposal and that activity is pretty much on the back burner right now.
Mm.
Probably a more significant and recent effort is a study being done by the Arrowhead Institute from New Mexico State University. About 3 weeks ago, the university president and a group of his staff were here to look at the place and visit with us, and they will make recommendations about where we should be headed in terms of the agriculture that we practice. You know, what crops should we be planting? What kinds of trees should we replace our old trees with, and that sort of thing. And they will offer up a proposal that should be published by mid-June that will give us some recommendations on agricultural practices. I don't believe this will become another agricultural experiment station, but it may, in fact, in some form involve farmers and ranchers from the community to give people a greater investment in agriculture in northern New Mexico. There's also a perceived and a real need to re-involve youth in agriculture, and this would be a perfect site for doing those kinds of things. And so my background, in part, is at least in agriculture, and I look forward to the revitalization of the place and getting it back into the mainstream in terms of community activity and educational kinds of things that we can do to make a contribution to this part of the world.
In that case, it wouldn't have to make its way. It wouldn't have to pay its way, necessarily.
Well, it would be good if it could, you know, to the maximum extent possible, pay its way. That always helps people be more friendly toward projects like this. But it wouldn't necessarily have to. If it could return some intrinsic values on its investment, if you will, then it would well serve the people of New Mexico as a historic and agricultural site.
Okay. And is the Milagro project on the back burner because they've lost interest? Or
I think they still have interest, but initiative may be lacking. They may be waiting for the right stimulus to get that fired up again. And I've heard that they continue to have interest in the site, and I hope that they do come back, because the economy in this part of the world needs to be as diversified as possible. And that's a wonderful industry in New Mexico. We have a wonderful part of the world that a lot of people haven't seen. And this site in particular is a great place. The sad part of that is a lot of the people who live in this valley have never been here. And it's my personal goal to open it up to the public more and let those people who have lived here in the presence of this site their whole lives, you know, 50, 60, 70 years, I want them to come see it and bring their grandchildren.
Great. Thank you.